from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
More street protests in Jamaica over increased petrol prices. St. Lucian leader Kenny Anthony targets British supermarkets for Caribbean bananas. And U.S. military officials assessed a Vieques exercise that went wrong in Puerto Rico. I am Keith Stone-Graves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. For the second straight day, there have been violent protests in Jamaica against a government decision to increase fuel prices. Demonstrators put up barricades in the capital, Kingston, and in some areas, schools and businesses remain closed today. Parliament has been forced to convene a special meeting to try and resolve the matter, as protesters showed no sign of relenting from their position that the new gasoline hike be shelved. In a moment, we'll be going live to our correspondent in Kingston. But last night, National Security Minister K.D. Knight warned demonstrators that looting and blocking the roads were illegal and would not be tolerated.
Accordingly, the security forces have been mandated to do everything necessary to ensure that law and order prevail. I would like to remind everyone that the mounting of roadblocks is illegal and will not be tolerated.
Jamaica's National Security Minister, K.D. Knight. Well, joining us now live on the line from Jamaica is correspondent.